Rainmaker FM.
3, 2.
And now, for members only, I'm your host, Sean Jackson. Membership sites can succeed when they focus on a community of like-minded individuals that share similar passions and interests. And not surprisingly, the teaching profession has many online communities that are focused on their unique needs and situations. But what does it take to actually create and run a membership site for teachers? I mean, think about it. If you're a teacher, you're probably not versed in the nuances of online marketing or running an online business. And yet to be successful with a membership site as a teacher, you have to possess, or at least be adept at, these non-teaching skills. Today's guest made the leap from a classroom to an online entrepreneur with nothing more than a passion to help others in the classroom. Now, it should not come as a surprise that our guest was able to make that transition. After all, effective teachers must be able to adapt to many situations. This reminds me of a story I read in National Geographic. The story goes that after a teacher had finished his lecture and his class had filled out, a student stayed behind to confront him. "I don't appreciate being singled out," he told his teacher. The teacher was confused. "What do you mean?" "I don't know what the oxy part means, but I know what a moron is, and you look straight at me when you said it." In this episode of Members Only, we interview Charity Preston, a teacher turned teacherpreneur, to learn about her journey and how her leap of faith led to a six-figure plus online income. So stay tuned. Welcome to Members Only, everyone. I'm your host, Sean Jackson, and I'm joined, as always, by the instructable Jessica Frick. Jessica, how the frick are you today?
I am fabulous, Sean. How the Jackson are you?
As always, I am well, and I am very excited to hear today's guest tell her story, because in reading about her, not only does she have the coolest name ever, right? She also has a powerful story, and I'm not going to cry, even though I want to, because I'm going to make you do the intro for our guest today.
It's so unfair. Well, fortunately, I got all my crying out ahead of time. But Charity Preston is the CEO of Pen Group Online, where she's taught her classroom and teacherpreneur business development systems to thousands of fans and members. She has been featured in Scholastic Instructor Magazine several times, NEA, Teach Hub. She is crazy popular on Pinterest and Edupatopia. She has over 500,000 fans and followers, and the most interesting part is she's a former K through 6 gifted intervention specialist, but she's built and managed over 20 educational related websites since 2011.
Oh my word. Charity, thank you so much for being on today's show.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So we're going to start by you sharing your story of why you got into this, because obviously you have a passion for teaching. Obviously, you know something about instructing, you know, gifted and talented people, but that's not why you got into this. So please, let's start off by sharing why you do what you do.
Absolutely. I certainly never intended on being anywhere in the online space. If you would have asked me 6 years ago what HTML was, I would have thought it was some scientific formula for something. I truly would have had no idea. I was just a regular classroom teacher. I worked with gifted students in a public school setting. I was happy to do that. I had been teaching for several years, received my master's degree in curriculum instruction. I was very involved in my school. I had a professional career as an educator, and I loved working with those students. So as I was working over Christmas break one year, it was in 2010, actually, I can tell you the exact date. It was December 27th. And as all teachers, we love that time at home over the holiday break with our own kids. And at the time, my son was one. And it was okay. He was working, or I was working while, you know, he went to the babysitter and that was fine. But I was home over Christmas break with him and he was taking a nap. And I was sort of dreading the days having to go back to work because I was going to have to be away from him. And I went in to check on him, and lo and behold, he was actually having a seizure in his crib. And I didn't know what was going on. I was, oh my goodness, obviously. It was very, very scary. We ended up finding out it was a febrile seizure, which actually is kind of normal, but it had never happened to my other child. It was very, very scary. Ambulance, the whole deal. So it scared me so much that I decided the next day I wasn't going back to school in the new year, which, if there are any teachers out there, they can totally relate to this. No one does that. You just don't do that. Teaching jobs are hard to come by in most areas. And you don't leave a job where you have a master's degree and you are up pretty high on the pay scale for an educator. Right. But I did. And I was about a month into it. And luckily my son was, he was okay. I was watching him like a hawk. But after about a month, we got settled in. And I was very disconnected from my professional life that I had. Suddenly I went from being a working professional with an education to sitting at home waiting for the next nap time. It just, if you know anything about me, you know that I love working. I love being involved in a project and I loved being home with my son, but he was small and he was still sleeping a lot. So I needed some way to reconnect with educators. And I had a friend who I taught with in another state a few years before that. And she said, you know, I have a question about how you set up. It was something for organizing my teacher desk, because I was always known as the person who was super organized in the classroom. So I made a quick little video for her and posted it. And suddenly all other people were asking me, hey, how do you do this? How do you do that? So I was like, well, I guess I'll start a Facebook page, because at the time that's what was rolling. And that was before algorithms and everybody saw everything that anybody posted. So I started posting videos, and within 6 months I had 3,000 fans, which at the time astounded me. So from that point, obviously in 5 years, I have gone from just, you know, doing little things, guest blogging, which opened a whole new avenue for me. And when I first started, I started on iWeb, believe it or not. And
I remember iWeb.
I do. I actually have a couple sites that are literally still on iWeb that I just haven't gotten around to switching over. So, you know, I'm self-taught. I did not know any of this, but I started playing with videos and, you know, making printables and digital printables. So then I started working with just building my audience and trying new social media things. And suddenly I had other, what we like to call ourselves, teacherpreneurs at the time. They started asking me, how are you doing this? So another teacher blogger friend of mine said, hey, why don't you create a course to show other teacherpreneurs what to do? So then that's when I started another one of my businesses. So Organized Classroom is my baby. It's the one I started that I still blog at today. And then I also started teaching Blog Traffic School. And as you mentioned, over 20 other education related sites. As the audiences asked for things, I just started filling that need. Really, wow. As it was. Yeah. So it's been a huge journey for sure.
Now, you said on your website, you're making more than you ever did as a teacher.
I am. Yes. Yeah. I usually break six figures every year with doing this, which just, it blows my mind. And, you know, for me, of course, I love making an income and but I really love making a difference, because I get emails weekly from teachers all over the world who say, thank you for that idea, or thank you for that free worksheet, because I used it with my students and it was really a breakthrough for them. So I went from making a difference to 18 students a day in the classroom, which is obviously phenomenal, but really making a difference to thousands upon thousands of students all over the world now. Now I'm not limited just to my local classroom. So to me, that was the biggest thing for me. I really can connect with those people.
Charity, something that you do that really fascinated me when I was looking at all your social channels, your most powerful one seems to be Pinterest. And it looks like a lot of what you do, you actually give away for free. How have you found that to play into your paid membership cycle?
That's actually how I started. I started just by creating Word documents of lesson plans and free printables and those types of things. And then I started giving them away. It was a huge way. At the time, I didn't know it was a lead magnet. I had no idea that's what it was called. And to be honest, in the teacherpreneur world, we just call them freebies. If I say lead magnet to another teacher blogger, they have no idea what I'm talking about. So we just call them freebies. And basically, it's, you know, just going to be a teaser worksheet that goes along with a huge bundle of worksheets on the same topic. So that's how you lead buyers into the sale. So no matter what, the freebies or the lead magnets that I'm sharing with teachers on Pinterest and lots of different places, it definitely can help them, even if they can't buy anything. That's okay, because they're going to come back later and there may be something else that they want to buy. But it really helps to draw the numbers on social media, and it really just, it gives you great exposure. And on Pinterest in particular, I started, one of my other blogs is Classroom Freebies, where bloggers, over 100 bloggers come together, and that's all we share, freebies. So on Pinterest, I have a specific Classroom Freebies board where all of those blog posts feed right into that Pinterest board, and that draws huge amounts of traffic.
So let's talk about the thing that, you know, because I'm a CFO, so I love money. Let's talk about the money side, because I love the fact that you're making a difference. I really do. Okay. And I think that at the end of the day, though, you took a gamble. You literally leaped and had no idea if there was even going to be a mattress at the bottom to catch you or a parachute to help float you down. So, I mean, that was obviously wild that you would even take that leap. But you also started making money from it, right? So let's talk about the financial side. How do you make money?
Okay, so for me, I actually, my huge thing that I teach my teacher bloggers is to diversify. Obviously, I have many, many different income channels. And the reason I do that is because from month to month, just like any other type of niche, teachers are very cyclical, right? So in the summertime, they're really going to be interested in buying lesson plans in units for the upcoming school year. But when September hits, they're not really interested in doing that. They're back in the classroom. They're doing their thing. So I have teacher printables that I sell and bundles, eBooks, things like that, anything of a digital nature. I also make quite a bit on Amazon affiliates, sharing great teacher products with my social media channels. And other affiliates as well, but Amazon's definitely my biggest draw. I also have membership sites where I can sell. At this point, I'm trying to change up the model a little bit to just a regular course. But I can say I love Rainmaker because I can create a membership site for my teacher bloggers where I teach them courses. And on my Organized Classroom Rainmaker site, I can teach digital courses for how to keep your classroom organized. So I'm doing digital courses, affiliates, AdSense. I also get, you know, some of those income things coming in, partnerships with companies, reviews for companies. I just had a review for a company where I made almost $1,000 for writing one blog post and doing a Facebook Live for a very large teacher company. So all of those different channels certainly add up throughout the month. Even if one's a little lower, another one's going to jump up. So it's kind of fun to see what's working and what can be changed and adapted as the time goes on.
Now, one thing that I saw that you do on your Rainmaker site that I found really interesting is you operate forums.
I do.
So a lot of times I've heard people use forums different ways. If you could do it over again, what would you change, if anything, about the way that you handle forums, and what do you love about them?
Well, I love forums because they're static and people can go back easily and be able to look up certain threads, certain topics, do those types of things. I like forums really for helping my fellow teacher bloggers promote some of their freebies and some of their great blog posts, because there aren't a lot of places for teacher bloggers to be able to share some of that information in other communities. If you have your own community, typically you're not going to share that space. So I like my forum because it's a way for them to go in, share some of that information, and it's all static, and then it's backlinked and it lives there forever. I also have a place where teachers who have Donors Choose projects, which Donors Choose is a charitable organization. Well, they're an organization. It's kind of like GoFundMe, where they put up a project and people can donate to that project to fund it. And teachers, again, don't have many places to post those links and get the word out. They've already asked all their friends and family members. And if they don't have a social media presence on their own, then there's no place for them to post it. So I really like using forums for another avenue of a place for teachers and teacher bloggers to be able to have conversations and to post some of those needs out there that they don't have anywhere else to post them online. So that's kind of fun too.
Why should I go through all the effort that you have done over the years to build up a fairly diversified portfolio of web presence versus just creating up a little course and throwing it on something like Udemy and see what happens, right? I mean, you took a not only a major step, but you also went through and created up various different points of interaction that were all in your control versus just leveraging some of the existing things that are out there now for instruction. Udemy being one that I always think of because it seems like, oh, it's pretty easy. I throw it up there. I call it a day, et cetera. Why did you take the leap to make that diversified portfolio versus just throwing something on a site that you can get a little, you know, money from and call it a day?
Absolutely. So yeah. And you know, when I was eventually thinking about creating online courses and adding to my portfolio of just digital printables and doing some of those different things, I really wanted a place where it was a community, where I had a blog where I could talk to people and it had social media options that were connected to it. And I love the LMS feature in Rainmaker and the ability to password protect pages and membership sites. A lot of times teachers, they love to talk no matter where it is. It can be in a teacher's lounge or in an online forum or in person. They love to chatter amongst one another, but they don't like to do it in very, very public places. Why? Because teachers get enough flack as it is. And if they're ever seen complaining about anything, you never know who's going to hear it or take it the wrong way. So teachers really love the community aspect. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I try to create with my Rainmaker site. So I have places where only members can go in and speak and talk in some of those forums or in a private course. Of course, I do have other places where they can go get freebies and download printables in public places too, but I wanted to have the option. As a matter of fact, I had honestly just a basic website. It was a Joomla website of all like monster platforms to deal with. And I was looking at some different options at moving that site over because I had to deal with plugins and updates and so many different pieces and parts. I'm not a coder. I am a elementary teacher. That's what I am. I'm not a coder. And luckily, my husband is a computer engineer, so he can do some pieces of that for me, but he has a regular job to go to. So I really needed some place that had all of those different components in it. When I was thinking about moving over to a new platform, I really did a lot of research and I spoke to my audiences on all of my various social media channels and via my newsletter list. And I threw them out a survey and said, how do you want me to present some of these materials? Do you just want to be able to download one freebie and be on your way? Or do you want to have a place where you can log in and all of those freebies are saved in one spot for you? And believe it or not, the survey came back at literally 50-50. It was split right down the middle. So the thing I love about my platform is that, yes, people can opt in, get one freebie and go. Or they can log into my membership site and go into my library and collect all the freebies they want, and they're saved on their on that site. So they love it. They get a choice. And that's Rainmaker's perfect for me because it combines all of those different components in one spot where I don't have to update it. I don't have to keep track of all that. I love it.
Well, this has been absolutely fascinating for me because, again, I actually have a son in elementary school. I know how hard those teachers work. And certainly I know that the more information they can get, the better. And what I was really fascinated by, Charity, is that the way you looked at this was not as a business person, right? And you didn't even really look at it like a teacher either. You just looked at it as a person who had passion that first needed the freedom to stay home, right? I mean, that was kind of crucial for you. Secondly, you wanted to share what you had learned because you were obviously at the top of your game and you were, you know, a professional working in education, but you still had that passion. And what you were able to do was find the mechanisms for that passion in a way that suited not only the freedom you needed for your lifestyle, but also gave you a lot of fulfillment in how you look at the world and what you want to do and contribute to the world. So let me end this whole thing with just one quick question. What is the next chapter for the teacherpreneur, as you call it? Where do you really see them going in the future as a community? And certainly you being a big part of that community. Let's end with that concept.
Absolutely. Well, I have been looking at the roadmap for myself and kind of where I want to take it to the next level. And while it is slow moving with teachers, I have to tell you, teachers are far behind many other online marketing and business world kind of fields. I really would love to see lots of online professional development, virtual summits, those kinds of things going on for teachers. They don't get a lot of those trainings online. They have to do so many of them in school, and it takes away from the time that they have to instruct. So by having some online options where you can pull together some of the best talent from all over the world to teach a group of teachers a specific subject, I would love to see that implemented. And I'm hoping in the next, 24 months or so, I'm able to start putting something like that together to kind of break through something new and uncharted that I haven't seen any of in the teacher space so far.
Man, that is going to be awesome. Well, Charity.
I know. I'm like, wow, my teachers would all love that. That's
of course. Are you kidding me? After this episode, I'm totally going to go to my son's teacher and be like, hey, why don't you check out this episode with Charity over there? And hey, you know what? I really appreciate your time. I know Jess and I are both so thankful for not only what you do to help children and the teachers that teach those children, but just for helping make a difference in this crazy world.
Well, Charity, I'm just so grateful that you took the time to come and talk to us today. And on behalf of parents with kids in public school everywhere, thank you for doing what you do.
Thanks so much for having me. I super appreciate it.
And with that, Jess, I'll give you the parting thought for today's show.
I don't know. I'm just over here shining my apple, you know?
For the teacher, the apple for the teacher. Hey, this has been another episode. Charity, thank you so much for being with us. And we will catch you next time on Members Only.